Day of Absence begins with two white guys sitting on a bench in a southern town talking about what was going on. Not much, they agree. Things just don't change a whole lot in a sleepy town in a hot climate. But this play by a groundbreaking African-American playwright, Douglas Turner Ward, is all about change, all about race relations in a time when not too many people were worrying about such things. Ward came up with a surprise, a new take on an old situation. He asked whether whites and blacks do not have a certain irrevocable interdependence, a need to work and live together. Day of Absence speaks to the need for all of us to see our fellow men and women clearly and with equality. And wait a minute, those dudes on the bench aren't really white guys at all. They are African-American actors with their faces painted bright white and their minds on putting across an idea that ought to be noted and remembered. You see, those two white guys begin to wonder, where are all the colored folks? The blacks, and yes, the N-word is used, haven't shown up for work. For goodness sake, where's the day help? Who's going to take care of that crying infant? Who's going to make a decent breakfast? Who's going to clean up the place? Where are the black folk? We whites can't handle all this dirty work. Well, for one day of the absence of blacks in town, they're going to have to. The result is chaos and anger and fear. To make its point, Day of Absence comically sees the town's white folks as overly inept people who depend almost completely on their black helpers. Day of Absence becomes a farcical romp tinged with anger. It's not a great play, but it does make you think. At Mixed Magic, director Ricardo Pitts-Wiley has gone all out following, too much I'm afraid, on the plan that shouting and screaming are what will put the idea over. Actors run about without their pants on. They wear Ku Klux Klan dunce caps and generally create chaos about what ought to be strong terms and rightful ideas. This overcooked version of the play takes away some of its power, of its rightful position, its groundbreaking effort. Day of Absence could be better as a production, but there's no denying that its call for freedom and fairness back in 65 is still worth hearing, and that, unfortunately, has not yet been achieved.